the only way something is going to have meaning is when that question is correctly answered. Otherwise, everything is going to be part of the drama and the dream and the maya and the illusion. It's all part of that. So we have to ask, even if I'm teaching someone meditation, what is it for, really? Is it again for name, fame, approval, money, validation? If that is the case, again, it goes back into the same mess and you will not feel satisfied. Satisfaction and fulfillment can only come when we are aligned. But what does it mean to be aligned? There's still a lot of energy moving in the throat and the solar plexus, and energy work is going on, so just stay open for that. So speak some more. There's some more information that has to come in.
So if it was aligned, GD, the way I'm seeing that, there would be probably one angle is not, you don't have any particular keen sense of a, you know, you don't have a very definite goal or an outcome or associated with it.
So what is it for, but then? What is the activity for? Is it to find that goalless space? Is it to find that agenda-less space? If that is your goal, then your activity is always going to be aligned. If the intention of your teaching is for you and the person who is in front of you to both find their oneness with the divine, you will never go wrong. That is the purest intention to have. It's the highest, purest intention. But often, this highest, purest intention is corrupted by all kinds of other desires which get in the way. So for teachers, we have all these other corruptions, which is people should listen to me. They should accept what I say. They should treat me with tremendous respect. They should follow all my advice, they should do all my homework, and all kinds of things, and I should have this many number of people. So many teachers get corrupted with the numbers, or with the money. It is different for each person. But in its purest form, every day is just another opportunity to experience your oneness with the divine. That is alignment. Every activity, every conversation, what is this conversation for? This conversation is so that both of us, all of us, may experience the divine in this moment. Probably in a deeper way than we've done before. That's what this is for. And that's the only worthy intention to have. Everything else is just about the body, mind, personality, and the appreciation, approval, all the rest of it. So if you want to check if it's aligned, you'll have to check from this angle. What are you getting, Sharmila?
The only question I do have again is that if this intention can come in every activity we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely in every act.
No, so my question is then how can we judge something as meaningless versus meaningful?
Yes. Because so whenever the divine is not connected, it is going to be meaningless. Because you're doing it for nothing. What does it mean for something to be meaningless? It's to do a silly task for nothing. For instance, let's say there are people who have 10 crores in the bank and now they want to make 10 more and 10 more and 10 more. What are they doing? It's obviously going to feel meaningless. They know it's meaningless. It's being driven by the fear of the ego. It is definitely meaningless. Lot of the relationships we are in, they have far outlived their purpose, you know, and their beauty and their validity. What are you in it for? What's it for? Just for some kind of safety, security, whatever. It is going to feel meaningless. Anything which is not connected to this is going to feel meaningless because it is meaningless. Okay, this is triggering some energies, so just breathe.